不是几点吃饭比较重要。
What time do we start dinner? 六点。
六点哈，那这样子啦，我们就讲到。不好意思啊，这个。哎呦，应该分给你啊。
不用不用，我一个就可以了。
一个就可以了。因为要平分了、啊、不然太贪心，传道贪心也不行啊，等一下又要悔改。这样三个三个嘛。嗯，好。好。感谢神，我们这一次最主要是我们来谈谈启示录。
The main topic I'd like to discuss with you this time is about Revelation.
那因为这个范围很广很大。
Because this topic is so broad in this book.
你们有没有特别要知道什么？如果我能够知道的话，啊，如果没有的话，我自己来讲。
Is there anything in particular you would like to study further? If not, I will just go on and discuss it.
因为很多我自己不知道。
Actually, there's still a lot that I do not know myself.
启示录我是不知道的比知道的多。
There's more that I don't know in this book than what I know.
好，那我们如果没有问题，那就我来讲哈。
And so if there are no questions, I will just go on ahead.
那个我们来看第一章第一节到第三节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
请大声来念哈。
Let us all read it out loud.
无论什么语言，你就大声念，念你的语言。
Doesn't matter what language you speak, let's all just read it together.
好，我们一起来念哈，英文念大声，你也念大声，我也念大声。来，预备。
Verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which might shortly take place, and he sent them and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of his prophecy.
和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。这是启示录的那个前言。
This is the introduction to this book of Revelation.
那这也是最重要的。
And this is the most important passage.
这也告诉我们是耶稣基督的启示。
And here it says this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
如果讲到启示，在圣经里面有两种启示。
When we talk about revelation, there are two types of revelation mentioned in the Bible.
那神跟人的约有三种。
And there are three types of covenant that God has with man.
那个，因为我们不是要讲这个，然后只是附带提一下而已。
Even though we're not going to focus on this, I will briefly mention it.
那个启示从圣经看有两种启示，第一个就是自然启示。
And in the Bible, there are two types of revelation. One of it, which is the natural kind of revelation.
譬如说那个罗马书一章十九节，那叫自然启示。
For instance, Romans chapter 1, verse 19, that instance right there is revelation by natural means.
中秋节好像过了，对不对？什么时候？
We just finished our Chinese festival.
星期三。当你星期三看到月亮的时候。
On Wednesday, when the full moon, Chinese full moon festival, you look at the moon.
无论信的不信，他说啊，这个造物好美啊。
No matter if you believe it or you celebrate it or not, you look at the moon up in the sky, everyone would say, oh, how beautiful it is.
不信主的人他说哇，这个有一个造物主。
And those who do not, probably do not believe in God may say, oh, this is a sign of a certain thing.
他看到神所造的，他就想说有一个造物主。
Those who believe, they say, they see this moon and say there is a creator behind it.
这个是也是启示。
This you can say is a natural kind of revelation.
这就所谓的自然的启示。
This is referred as to that of the natural order of revelation.
或是叫做一般启示。
Or just a natural, way of revelation.
这个是给世界所有人的。
And it is written for everyone in this world.
那借着这样也可以认识神，有一位神。
And, Through this kind of revelation, one can come to also know God.
但是自然启示或是一般启示没有办法让你得救。
But this kind of general revelation is unable to gain you salvation.
那跟得救有关系的就是说那个特殊的启示或是救恩的启示。
Now,
those related to
salvation is a revelation that is of the specialized kind of form or that of the Old Testament revelation.
当一个文学家说他从一朵花可以看到天堂。
When a philosopher can say, a scholar can say, I see a flower and...
Through a flower, you can see heaven.
Through the flower, you can see a heaven.
应该是这样。 好，那这个就是一般的启示。
And this is a general type of revelation.
他讲这个你不能说，哎，某个工作不是啊，你也感谢神呢。 他讲说从一朵花看天堂也是感谢神呢，对不对？
For him to say from a flower, you can understand there's a kingdom of heaven. You can't say that's a wrong kind of observation.
那也是神的启示哦。
That's also a revelation from God.
那但是这个不会让你得救。
But such kind of revelation unable to give you salvation.
这里是耶稣基督的启示，特别启示哦。
But here, this revelation of Jesus Christ is a specialized kind of revelation.
一般的启示是给所有世人的。
General revelation is for the world.
所以保罗，你看保罗在讲。 一般人如果看到神的造物之功而不认识神的，这也是一个罪哦。
That's why Paul in his letters he also said those who have observed the creation of God and fail to acknowledge the mighty work of God, this is also a sin.
罗马书1章20节这样写的嘛。
Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
人没有办法推诿的，一定要认识有个造物主。
He said, through his creation, man is without excuse the existence of God.
但是只有这样的启示还不够。
But such kind of revelation is not enough.
这样的一般的启示是给一般的所有的人。
And so this general revelation is geared to everyone.
那启示是给谁？
And so revelation is to whom?
启示是给这个启示要给谁的？
This book of Revelation, who is this in Revelation 2?
第一节不是说吗？
Verse 1.
只是他的众仆人。
It says to show his servants.
说我们很知道的。 你是不是神的仆人?
So are you God's servant?
对哈。
You are.
今天中午若你煮饭,
Today, this afternoon, if you cook,
就煮饭的嘛, 仆人啊。
And they are servants.
你扫地也是仆人啊。
If you're sweeping the floor, you're a servant.
等一下可能有人去扫厕所也是仆人啊, 你总不能说我是主人来扫厕所啊。
And you, if I go and clean the bathroom now, I would still servant. You cannot say I am the master.
接待的也是嘛，是不是？
Those ushers are also servants.
其实你进到教会啊，你拜神的，你是仆人啊，你就是坐在那里唱诗祷告也是仆人啊。你,
even the moment you step into this church to worship, you are a servant. Sitting there, even though you're not doing anything, you're just seeing him praising God. You are a servant.
你是唱诗祷告的仆人啊。
You are a servant of singing hymns and prayer.
所以每个人都是仆人。
So everyone is a servant of God.
所以启示是给神的仆人的。
And so the book of Revelation is written for the sake of his servants.
如果你到教会，你以为你是主人的话，那就不用读启示录。
If you come to church with a heart thinking that you are the master, then you do not need to read this book.
如果你说，哎，这是教会公司，我是 boss， 那你就不用读了。If
you say this church is a corporation, I'm the boss, then you don't need to read this book.
那如果你认为你是仆人，那就要读启示录。But
if you acknowledge that you are a servant of God, then you must read this book.
那反过来讲呢，这是比较极端的，不念启示录人就是可能偷偷的想我是主人了。And
so from a negative point of view, those who fail to read this book. Unknowingly are basically saying that I am the boss.
或是你忘记你是仆人。
Or perhaps let's just say that you have forgotten your role as a God's servant.
因为这是要给你的。
Because this is to be given to you.
好，那他就差遣另外一个仆人， 约翰把这个信息传下来。
And so he sent his other servant, which is by the way of John, to send his message.
那里面的信息是什么呢？
And so what is the message in this book?
你想到启示录，你想到什么呢？
What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about the book of Revelation?
启示录的里面的信息是什么？
What is the main message of the book of Revelation?
如果你把这个我们启示录第一章第一节这个哈，那个神对不对哈？
If you take Revelation chapter 1 verse 1,
耶稣
you have God.
耶稣基督的启示。
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那是神赐给他的。
And this has been revealed to Jesus Christ from God.
好。然后他就借着约翰给他的仆人。
And it is through his servant John to given to his servants.
约翰也是什么？仆人。
John himself is a servant.
所以是从借着仆人给所有的仆人的。
So through his servant to given to all his servants.
内容是什么？
What is the content?
是神的道。
The word of God.
What?
God's word.
还有呢，耶稣基督的见证。
And the testimony of Christ. T-S-T.
所以这是两个内容。
And so these are the two contents.
所以你把它分析一下，其实起初就是这样子。
And that's basically summarize it. That's the book of Revelation.
那内容是这样子，那它发生的时间呢？是未来必将快成的事。
That's the content, but the place in which it will have taken place is in the future.
好。
Something that will happen.
讲这句话的时候是什么时候？
When they mention of these words, when was it mentioned?
是主后九十六年的时候。
It was 96 AD.
啊，所以启示录是在差不多这个时候，神的启示，耶稣基督的启示，神赐给他将必要快成的事，指示他的众仆人。
And so this revelation of Jesus Christ was given by the God in heaven, sent through his servant John to all his servants, to talk about the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那所以你是接受者。
So we are on the receiving end.
好，那将要发生事情表示说，我们知道那个，如果在时间的点上面来讲的话。
And so things that is which to be, let's look at a timeline.
这是主耶稣降生。
Let's say that was the point of when Jesus came down to the earth.
主前四年了，或是六年没有关系，那主钉十字架。
About 4 or so BC, and that's when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
保罗、彼得他们都是在主后差不多六十七年的时候，六十四、六十七年都。被砍头被钉十字架了。
And Paul and Peter were all around dying for martyr for Christ about 64 to 67 AD.
到主后一百年的时候，那个时候使徒时代差不多快过去了。
And about 96 AD, about 100 years after the birth of Christ, about most of the apostles have passed away from this world.
我们很知道154年的时候。圣灵这一年以前，圣灵已经离开当时的使徒时代的教会了。
And we know that as of
这以前呢
before 154 AD, the Holy Spirit was already stopped descending upon the earth.
为什么
？Why？
因为154年有一个人叫做孟他奴，
Because at the
Montanus,
at 154 AD, there was a man by the name of Montanus.
他这个人来到罗马，他说他得到，他看圣经得到启示，说要求圣灵说灵言，说方言。
Because this person Montanus came to Rome and he said he read the Bible and as he understood it, it is God's purpose for man to ask for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
那这些表示，这在那个灵恩运动哈，他是第一个。
And so he was the first of the charismatic movement.
我们现在讲灵运动就是什么1901年之前从堪萨斯，然后到加州，在那个阿苏萨Street，
其实这是这一世纪的，其实第一个，你在讲灵运动，charismatic
movement，这是第一个。
The when we talk about charismatic movement, many times we only think about this current century in 1901, back in Azusa here in Southern California. But actually, if you look at the first person who mentioned about the purpose of this charismatic movement, it was this person by the name of Montanus.
那对我们来讲的话，也就是表示说，他为什么要灵恩运动？表示没有灵恩嘛。
And so the purpose of why he asked we need to have this charismatic movement only tells us that at the time there was no more Holy Spirit. That's why they need to have this movement.
但是在历史上后来看到出来的，其实这是被大公教会当成异端。And
at this time, actually, this was looked upon by the great church as heresy.
对，但是做你看那资料也是到最后是魔鬼工作。
But if you look at the material closely, you can tell this is all the work of Satan.
就是门堂奴主义哈。And
he came with this Montanism.
所以156之前圣灵已经离开了。And
so we know then from this conclusion that before 154 AD, Holy Spirit have disappeared.
其实在这个之前，洗礼已经妥协了。Actually,
even before this time, our baptism has already deviated from the example Jesus has set.
有一个文献哈，叫做 didache，didache，什么？There
is a didache.
那换成英文是一个 teaching.
If you translate this into English, it is a.
那他们就把它说 teaching of 12 disciples.
They interpret that as the teaching of the 12 disciples.
在这个文献里面，你就可以看到他们洗礼。在这个文献的第七章 Chapter 7， 你就可以看到洗礼已经是妥协。
And from in this book, this Chapter 7, you can see that their way of baptism have already deviated from that of the Bible.
第七章那里说，洗礼要在活水里面。
Start by saying that baptism is to be done in living water.
那你也感谢神，阿门嘛，对的。
And you amen because you agree with it.
那他接下来要讲了，如果不方便的话。
But then he continues to say, but if it is inconvenient,
也可以在池水。
Then you can have this baptism in the pool.
那如果怕冷的话，
And if
可以烧热水。
If you are afraid of the cold water, then you can get some hot or warm water.
如果水不够的话，可以用洒水。
And if the water is inconvenient at the time, you can use sprinkling of water.
其实他在那个时候洗礼还是在活水里面，大水活水。
Actually, at the time, baptism was still majorly done in the living open water.
只是因为船出去了，他们有些比较不方便的，那就开个方便门嘛。我们现在说方便方便嘛，中国人最喜欢方便就好啊。
And so, but also because people start considering about the convenience of things, just like Asian all think about the convenience of all matters.
因为我从小也是方便长大的，所以常常被我太太笑。你们都说方便，方便就其实洗礼不能方便就好。
But actually, in the case of baptism, we cannot go by the way of convenience.
那你就晓得，在这之前已经重要道理已经更改了。
And so before this time,
不是更改了哈，就是方便就好。
So before this time,
但是还有原则啦，原则是什么样？ 活水。如果不能活水，何必这个样子呢？方便就好。
So before this time, the principle is still there. The main principle is still there, but the idea of convenience have already creeped in to the teachings, and so slowly, that principle start to waver.
我们这些教会，我曾曾祖父他们起义跟现在应该一样的。不能方便，这方便就完了。
And so in Jesus' church, our previous ancestor, when they baptized, they most like their baptism is the same as we have today.
所以圣灵离开。
And so because of all these things, the Holy Spirit departed.
所以启示录是96年给的。
And so Revelation was written around 96 AD.
所以启示录，那个保罗有没有读到启示录？
And so Book of Revelation, did Paul get a chance to even read it?
没有啊。
No, he didn't.
保彼得，其实那个约翰是活到老啊，不然所有的使徒他都死光了。用台湾话说，他的骨头都可以打鼓了。
And actually, only John was the last standing apostle. All the other have all long passed away.
人十五年之后，骨头可以打鼓啊。
And they died so long that you can pick their bones as drumsticks. Is their saying?
是这样子哈，一般呐，真。我是说，他们已经去世很久了。
What I'm trying to say is they died a long time ago.
好，所以启示是给谁的
？And so Book of Revelation was written for who?
你看，这时候使徒时代过去了。
All the apostles, disciples have already long gone.
其实你看哦，使徒行传，我们再来回想一下使徒行传。
So if we think about going back to Revelation.
使徒行传第一章八节。
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8,
这就是整个使徒行传的基础或是最主要的主轴。
This is the basic, the foundation of this whole book of Revelation.
来，请念一下。
Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
使徒行传一章八节。
Okay. In Acts chapter 1,
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.8. Chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
So, 其实是受圣灵哈。
And so it is to receive the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，你要得到能力哈。
And you shall obtain power.
然后呢，传福音。
And then you shall preach.
从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
然后呢，犹大全地。
To all Judea.
直到地极。
And Samaria until the end of the earth.
所以这三个阶段。
So three stages.
那圣灵能力谁来接受呢
？And Holy Spirit, the power of Holy Spirit, who is to receive that power?
两个人做代表。
Two representatives.
开始是彼得。
One was Peter.
第二个是保罗。
One was Paul.
你看，从第一章一直到第十二章，这是彼得的使，他代表了，不是他一个人做，一个人撑教会，一个人绝对做不起来的。
And if you look at the Acts chapter 1 to 12, it mostly talks about the journey of Peter. It's only a representation. It's not to say that God's work can only be done by one individual.
那保罗在宣道哈，从第十三章他出来。
And then we see Paul's evangelism begins in chapter 13 to 21.
哎，到十一章宣道了哈。
Evangelism.
好，那使徒时代是从耶路撒冷开始的。你看第一章的时候。
And if you look into Acts, it all came about from Jerusalem.
宣道到哪里结束？到耶路撒冷。
They preach to where until the end of the year.
我们来看第二十一章。
Let's look into chapter 21.
到三十节。
Chapter 21, verse 30.
这时候也在哪里？耶路撒冷。
At this time, they were still in Jerusalem.
嗯，你可以看到哈，这个是好像框住了整个使徒时代宣道。
And so this is the mission at the time.
一个宣道的历史。
this, the history of their mission at the time.
我是讲宣道哈，要传福音嘛哈。
To preach, mission of preaching.
站在120个人。
From 120 individuals.
在一个楼上，五旬节是在一楼上那个一个楼上。
In an upper room in the day of Pentecost.
开始的，爆发性的开始。
It all started around that time.
你看到这里是一个人。
And in the
被抓了 ，kept it.
Chapter 21, verse 30, you see only one have been held, taken captive. VE.
哦，当然不是 captivity of Babylon 了哈 ，kept it. 接下来就没有宣道了。
And so after that, there is not much of mission.
我们是在宣道哦。
Talking about this mission.
好，接下来呢是有四次的那个什么，那个所谓的中文是把它讲成分数。Defense.
And we can see there are four defense.
你看第21章。
Chapter 21.
先看22章第一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
因为属许多我们都很熟嘛，哈，所以我就不仔细想。我只是我现在要讲一个观念而已了，哈。
So give you just a concept. I won't go into details.
21章第22章第一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
来念一下，哈。
Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now.
啊，保罗说我要怎么样
？Paul says here, what are we to do?
说诸位弟兄，请听我现在要对你们，不是宣道哦，是怎么样 ？Defense.
Here is not
defense.
Preaching
defense 不是 preaching， 不是 missionary work， 不是。
Defense is not the preaching or the missionary work.
Defense 是说。你说：“哎，你昨天晚上偷了我一只鸡。”
Defense is in the case. For example, someone said you stole my chicken last night.
哎，一定是有人告你，对不对
？Someone must have accused you of doing it.
你在 defense 啊。
Therefore, you need to defend
yourself. 你说没有，我昨天你看，我昨天晚上我跟我的朋友去夜钓，整个晚上在海上，并且你看我有票，有什么说我有不在场的证据，所以我没有偷你的鸡。
You need to come up with a defense and say you have a lullaby in which you were out with your friends and you bought tickets to go to this place, so there is no way in which you were there to steal the chicken.
这个 defense 是这样子的，不是宣道哈。
And so defense cannot be seen the same as.
接下来你会看到有四次。
And you will see there are four times of these defense.
这是第一次咯。
This is the first.
那这第一次是在耶路撒冷对那些犹太人。
And so this first time was in Jerusalem toward the Jews.
那这个爆发到22、23章了哈。
Unto chapter 23.
这也是就是对犹太人的这个在公会面前的分数。
And this was out in the open and debating with the Jews.
好，那接下来。你再看那个第24章。
Then if you skip to chapter 24,
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
24章十节。
Chapter 24, verse 10.
这个是在那个也是巡抚的面前分数来念一下。
And here was when Paul spoke to the governor.Then Paul, after the governor had nodded to him to speak, answered, Inasmuch as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself.
你那边是翻 answer 啦，其实也是 defense.
Actually, it's also cheerfully answer here means his defense.
那中文的翻就是说乐意为自己分数哈。答辩就是人家告你，你答辩，这个不是宣道。
And in Chinese, it also directly translated as a defense.
你再看25章。
Then chapter 25.
又看七节。
Look into verse 7.
七节八节。
7 and 8. When he had come, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood about and laid many serious complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. While he answered for himself,
好， 他又分述了, 第八节,
and here it said, while he answered for himself, again in Chinese it said his defense.
其实一样的, 你在希腊文都是一样的, apologia, 就是 apology, apologetics.
In the Hebrew text, it's apologetics, and it means defense.
好, 26章第一节,
chapter 26, verse
1. 也是分述,
he again had his defense.
在犹太人公会面前分述,
before Agrippa and also before the Jews.
那在巡抚, 菲斯都菲利克斯在亚基帕王分述,
before Felix and also King Agrippa.
好, 那分述完之后, 保罗就上罗马去了。
And after his defense, he went to Rome.
对, 他是以一个犯人的身份被带去的。
He went as the status of a prisoner.
他到了罗马。
And so he came upon Rome.
他是不是去罗马宣道?
Did he go to Rome to preach?
不是。
He did not.
对, 他是要去到那个皇帝那边去，也是去分述了。
He went to the presence of the emperor to defend himself.
其实他还没到罗马之前, 罗马已经有信徒了。
Actually, before he even went to Rome, Rome also already had believers.
所以他到那边, 信徒们就去接他, 哇, 他就很高兴, 放心壮胆。
And so when he went to and arrived in Rome, the believers went and welcomed him, and so he was strengthened and encouraged.
好, 那他到罗马之后, 他就请, 我们再看, 看到28章, 最后。
Let's look into chapter 28.
进了罗马城之后, 过了三天, 他就请犹太人的首领来。
And so after he came to Rome 3 days, in three days he asked the leaders of the Jews to come.
他对他们说了,
and he said to them,
弟兄们,
he said, brethren,
我虽然没有做错什么, 干犯本国百姓和我们祖宗的规条啊, 却被那个锁绑。 第17节, 对不起。
In verse
17,
chapter 27,
verse 17. Okay. 这不是宣道啊，这不是说你们要信耶稣，他是救主，而不是什么，那是宣道。他这边说我们没有做错事啊。
Here says, men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or custom of our fathers, here he is showing his defense.
这都是分数了。
These are all his defenses.
那最后他们约定咯。
And then they,
23节,
verse 23,
他们和保罗定了日子。
When they had appointed him a day, many came to him.
好了，你说这是有计划的布道也好， 但是这是约定来谈谈， 就有很多人到他的余处来， 因为保罗这时候是被， 应该说是他可以自己租房子， 但是他还是犯人。 有点像软禁一样,
at this time, even
他是换人咯,
even though he was a prisoner, but he was kind of had that liberty to rent his own place, and so they had this appointment with him.
这个跟之前不一样在哪里?
And what was so different about this time and the previous?
在使徒行传哦, 他们每次宣道都是以犹太人会堂为主开始, 每次的,
in the book of Acts, every time they do preaching on their missionary trip, they have the sharing of the words of God and their synagogue as the focus.
保罗，无论是彼得或是保罗，他们后来出去宣道，每一道地方一二三次都是以先以犹太人会堂传了，有人信了，他们就要来逼迫他们，他们才到外邦。 所以使徒时代的宣道的基础基地是哪里？是犹太会堂。
So if you look at the missionary places of the apostles at the time, it was all having the synagogue as the primary focus point. Every time they went to visit in the beginning as a synagogue, only when they were persecuted, they had to go outside to other places.
保罗后来三次宣道，每次都是这样子的。
Every time Paul did his missionary trip, three missionary trips is all the same.
但是最后这一次那28章,
but this last time in chapter 28,
不再以犹太人的会堂为主了, 是请到保罗的寓所来。
It no longer was located in the synagogue, but he had invited them to come to his lodging place.
房子再大也不会比你家大。
And no matter how big his place big, is, it cannot be compared to your house. American houses indeed is large. It's true.
你们家随便一个家都比他那个大。
Any one of your house would be bigger than where he was staying.
因为来的只是一些首领而已啦。
Because those who came were invited to come were leaders.
好了，那你看保罗就跟他们从早到晚讲论神的事，证明神的国。
And so Paul shared with them from morning until evening concerning the kingdom of God.
保罗应该说死了全身的。
And you can say that Paul has given in his all.
你会讲快，我换得非常好。那个证明是哈，那证明什么呢？引摩西律法先知书以及耶稣的事，从创世纪讲到。
And testify the kingdom of God, persuading them.
那个时候还没有新约，哎。Persuading
them concerning Jesus.
讲到马拉基书，要讲到。
The law of Moses,
讲到耶稣的故事了,
the law of Moses and the prophets and the story of Jesus.
结果是有人信有不信,
and so some were persuaded and some were disbelieved.
到时候他们彼此谈不和, 最后是不和,
and so in the end, they could not agree among themselves.
就要散了,
and so they departed.
未散以前,
before they departed,
保罗说了一句话,
Paul said one word.
他引用那个以赛亚书第六章的预言。
And he used the words of prophet Isaiah.
他说以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。
He said the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers.
你会问呢，难道他们的祖宗就不是保罗的祖宗吗？
Their fathers is the same as Paul's fathers.
是啊，但是保罗把那分出来了。But
here, Paul distinguished himself.
也就是说,
he actually says, your fathers.
下面你所看的只是一个什么关门的, 一个最后关门的审判,
it was what you see here is basically the last result of, let's say, shutting the door.
哎,你去告诉这百姓,
he said, go speak to the people.
听是听见不明白,
hearing you will hear and shall not understand.
看是看见,
seeing you will see and not perceive.
27节,
27.
这百姓心门有啊,
for the hearts of this people have grown dull.
耳朵发沉,
their ears are hard of hearing and their eyes have closed.
如果你看那个以赛亚书,
if you look into the book of Isaiah,
这个要到什么时候?
When is this going to happen?
以赛亚书是说, 到了房子全部拆掉, 人全部被怎么样, 抓完。
Isaiah is saying that when all the houses have been demolished and the people have been taken to captivity,
也就是说,他们一直到全部灭亡,还没有人一个听啊,
that is to say that when their whole nation have perished, yet there is no one who believed.
在历史已经发生过了,
in history, it has already happened.
神差以赛亚,
and God sent Isaiah.
这个蛮有趣的哈。
It's pretty interesting.
神显那个异象给以赛亚看。
And so God revealed his visions to Isaiah.
国王死了。
The king died.
因为以赛亚书第六章一开始就国王死掉。
In Isaiah chapter 6, it says the king died.
人间的国会动啊。
And so the kingdom of man shall be shaken.
但是呢，他看到异象，神在宝座上面，他的衣服垂下来，他在天上啊。
But then in his vision, he see God Almighty up in heaven with his garment flowing down.
他看到那个什么撒拉佛在烧帐。
So he saw the praising of the seraphs.
神的荣耀充满了殿。
And then glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那神在让他洁净，对不对？
And so God,
看到了啊，我不洁净。
And God cleansed him because he saw this vision. And he said, I am unclean.
那神在用火炭。
So God used coal to burn his tongue and to clean him.
那完了之后,
afterwards,
神说, 我们要差遣谁呢? 谁为我们去呢?
So God says, who will go before us? Who shall we send?
在这个时候你就勉励青年嘛, 我在这里请差遣我。
And this is where you encourage the youth and say, here I am, I shall go.
那我们一般到这里就结束了。
And after here, usually we conclude.
我再次请差遣我。
He said, I am here, send me.
以为说我在此请差遣我，你出去就轰轰烈烈啊。Thinking
that simply by saying this, you were sent out, and so you work mightily.
这个还没开始啊。
Actually, this is not just even the beginning. Then God continued to say,
就是讲这些话。
And so this is what he said afterwards.
你去
you will go,
他们不会听
they will not listen to you.
耳朵花成眼睛闭着然后心门有
their eyes is closed, their hearts have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing.
这时候以赛亚就紧张了。
And at this time, upon hearing this prophet Isaiah began to panic.
你差我去跟他们传警告传信息那、啊、你神你老早知道他们不会听啊再叫我去啊。
You send me there to this group of people, now, but then you're telling me that I go there and they're not even going to listen to me, then what's the purpose?
所以接下来那个以赛亚说要多久
And he said, that's why Isaiah said, Lord, how long?、嗯、
眼睛要那说马就爱不马就不要紧暗嘛眼睛要张开一点啊人家不听你还啰嗦。所以他可能想说要等到什么时候我才去跟他们讲啊。
And so that's why Prophet Isaiah is saying, well, how long is it going to be? Because you want me to continue to preach to them, but at certain moment, they should be able to listen. Otherwise, why preach?
跟他们讲也要看时候啊。
And so if we are to go to them, then we also need to look at the correct timing.
神跟他说没有时候了。
And then God replied and said, there is no time.
传道是得时不得时你不要以为说得死不得死，下雨也要撒，出太阳也要撒，这个跟人间的那个撒种不一样的。
And so he said, whether it's in season or not in season, you are still to continue to go and do it, whether it's under the sun or under the rain.
以赛亚书已经应验一次了。
And so Isaiah has already experienced this once.
在历史的时候，以色列被掳，在旧约里面，圣殿被毁，那是第一次。
And so that was the first time in the Old Testament when the Holy Temple was destroyed and the people were taken into captivity.
时代已经神已经这个时代已经到此结束了，你在讲什么没有用，但是神还是会派人去讲的。
And so even though this time has come to an end, but still God still sent His prophet to go and to give warnings.
你不要继续再想了，你继续再想你也想不通，我也想不通。你说神既然知道。他们一定会死。
Do not dwell on this point too long because you're thinking, probably thinking, well, if God already knows that they will perish.
神已经看到会死，但是他还派人去讲。
If God knows they are going to perish, then why did God even send his messenger to over there to warn them?
It seems as though there's no. 神嘛，对不对？省一省这个力气啊。
Then might as well save some of that energy, wasted energy.
你的如果你是一个 sale,
if you are a salesman,
那你的老板说。你把这个产品拿去那家公司推销推销，但是呢，他绝对不会买。但是、嗯、你在路上想什么
？And so your boss said to you, "I'm going to send you to this company. You're going to go to that company and try to sell our product. But let me just tell you this: they're definitely 100% guaranteed not going to buy our product." And you're walking to the customer, and you're thinking to yourself, "Why am I even being sent to go to that client?"
你说这个老板，好吧，反正。领你的钱嘛，时间是你的，就去了啊！真的是没有啊。
And so you go thinking, well, you're hired, you're just an employee, you're getting paid to do it, but
但是你要去啊。
But then you have to go.
神是就这样子，那你不要问为什么。
And so this is how it is.
神就说这样子。
And this is how God intended, even though we may ask why.
这个时候到此结束。
And so up until this time, it comes to an end.
所以保罗把那个话现在最后用在这个地方。
And so Paul take these words until the end.
使徒行传就结束了。
And then the book of Acts come to a close.
也就是说犹太最后是跟犹太人讲的咯。
In the end,
犹太人得救的那个时期已经满了。
Basically telling us that the time of the salvation of the Jews have come to a stop.
我们看28节。
Let's look into verse 28.
28节，来，请你念一下。
Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.
如果你念用英文念的话，你有没有感觉这一句话，就是他讲的最后这一句话，在时态有点奇怪。
时态。
Tense.那个动词不是有 tense 吗、
oh, tense. Okay. Now if we read the English version here, do you not think the tense is a
tense,
little off?
不一样，两个 tense 不一样啊。
The tense are different here.
第一个是用完成式嘛，是用 perfect,
present
perfect,
tense,
对不对
？Present perfect tense
has been sent.
Let it be known to you that the Son has been sent.
这个 salvation, the salvation has been sent, 就是说已经怎么样传出去了。
Okay, that the salvation of God has been sent out.
给谁呢？
Out to who?
那个外邦人，对不对？
To the Gentiles.
哦，这里说神这救恩如今传给外邦人，这已经传了。
That salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles.
那如果接下来应该说 they have been healed, 对不对？
And if you continue since and they have heard it.
哦 ，heard 不是，这是 hear, heard, heard. They have been heard.
And they have heard it. If they say, if it says they have heard it,
才会平衡嘛。
Then it will seem to be able to make sense.
保罗那个时候外邦人有没有来信啊？
At the time of Paul, was there Gentile believers?
有啊。
There is.
So they have been heard.
And so you could say rightly that they have heard of it.
但是没有啊。
But it's not.
他说，接下来是用什么事？Tense, 用什么 tense?
But instead, what did he use? What is the tense that he used?
未来式啊。
He used the future tense.
对不对？因为在美国，你英文应该是很不错的吧？是不是这样子？未来是说现在他们还没听，以后还要听啊。
So they will hear of it, meaning a future tense. They will hear it in the future.
西洋的这个 tense 哦，如果用西拉那个。这原来是希腊文的了哈。
This was initially in Greek.
时间是这样子的。
This is the timeline.
这是现在是。
Let's say that's the present.
完成式就是那个在书本是这样说，基于过去一个动作的现在的状况。The present status. This is based on the 以前的一个动作，但是呢。一直到现在的一个状态，未来式是怎么样？是这样子，还没发生以后的，还要发生的继续的动作。
嗯，
好，所以这个福音已经怎么样传给外邦了
？And so here is saying that the gospel has already been preached to the Gentiles.
所以在他讲的时候是这个状态。
And so that was the status when Paul was mentioning this.
已经传了。
It has been preached.
并且也有人信了。
And that there were believers.
接下来以后他们怎么样？
But then,
要听。
In the future, they will also hear of it.
这个很奇怪的。
This is very strange.
你会感觉奇怪吗？
Do you not find it strange?
如果你不感觉奇怪，你这个人就有点奇怪。
If you do not feel it strange, then you are strange yourself.
还是我奇怪不知道。
Or maybe I'm strange.
但是表示说还没有听呢，以后会。
Basically, what it's saying is that they have not heard of the word. They in the future they will believe.
使徒行传的使徒的最后一句话就是这句话。
And this is the last words of the apostles.
接下来是一个叙述的 narrative 的报道，不是。保罗不是使徒的话
，And after this, we're all narratives of Paul.
就是保罗的话，这最后一句话了。他讲完就没有了，使徒行传结束。
So after these words in the end of Acts, then these are the last words of the apostles.、
你看，开始120个人在一个楼上。
So beginning with 120 persons up in the upper room.
最后是一个老工人呢。
In the end, they conclude with one holy work.
在一个租的房子里面
in
a rental house, 对。
In a rented lodging place.
对不对？你看，是不一样的。
You can see the
整个使徒行传，你看开始是爆发性的。
You look at the beginning of Acts, the gospel preached like a burst.
最后是收尾的。
But then in the end of this book, it actually was retrieving. It was closing.
经过两个人。
It was going through two persons.
三个阶段。
And three segments.
四个分数。
And four defenses.
最后一个老工人等待着。
In the end, one old worker of God in a rental house.
所以其实那个 使徒行传的结构就是一二三四嘛，对不对？
And so the conclusion of Book of Acts is 1, 2, 3, 4.
一个主轴，一章八节。
In chapter 1, verse 8.
一个 axle 是不是？
一个
轴啊，承轴的轴。
One axle.
哎，两个工人。
Two workers.
三个阶段。
Three segments.
四次的分数。
Four defenses.
就结束了。
And then it ended.
哦，开始是爆发性的，整个耶路撒冷很几乎是圣殿的门是打开的。
In the beginning, it's an explosion type of work. You see the great door of the temple open.
我们看使徒行传二十一章。
Let's look into
第三十节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 30.
使徒行传一开始呢，全城震动。
When Acts began, the whole city was moved.
那个叫这是一个关门呐、
啊。This is also a closing.
打篮球不是关门球吗？是不是最后关门球？如果这次投进了，就不再玩了。
Oh, it's like the overtime. This is the last stage.
对，我看二十一章三十节。
二十一章。Oh, in chapter 21.
好，前面。
And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, and dragged him out of the temple. Immediately, the doors were shut.
所有的门都关了。
All the doors were shut.
如果用象征性的语言来看的话，关住了整个宣道的时期的救恩的事情。
If you look at this prefigurative, it says basically shut down all the evangelical work.
这个门一关，接下来就只有分数。
And so after this door was shut, then it becomes.
就 defense,
the defense.
所以门一关就没有宣道。
So when the doors were shut, there were no more missions of preaching, no more evangelism.
圣灵一降下，几乎那个什么耶路撒冷是那个是开的，那个圣殿。
In chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit poured upon the disciples, it seemed as though the doors were wide open, well, all the doors were opened.
所以使徒时代已经结束了。
And so the time of the apostles came to an end.
那接下来启示录跟使徒时代没有直接的没有关系了。
The book of Revelation following this had no direct relations with that of the book of Acts.
这是讲另外一个故事了。
This is just to tell another story.
所以启示录其实是你说启示录是什么时候开始的？就是真耶稣教会开始。
And so when you say the book of Revelation, when does it begin? It is begins with the time of True Jesus Church.
所以真耶稣教会开始就是启示录开印的开始。
And so when the True Jesus Church came about, it is also when the book, the seal on the book of Revelation was first unsealed.
所以启示录是末世真耶稣教会的，就是计划书，就是。你要看世界怎么样，这个世界以后发展怎么样，你就看启示录。那启示录的主要的主轴就是真耶稣教会，就是神的国。
And so the main focus of the book of Revelation is actually upon True Jesus Church, the planning of it, and also can see the signs of the time in which the church exists.
神从创世一直到世界末了，就是要建立神的国。
From the beginning of creation until the end of the world, God's purpose is to establish the kingdom of God.
神造人之后,
after God created man,
有人样子形象的那个人,
the man,
神给他的工作是什么?
The man which is created after the image of God, what was the work that God has given man?
就是他们生养众多遍满地面嘛，对不对？这我们
说不到。 To be fruitful and prosper and multiply upon the earth.
当然现在有说，如果你叫现在没有再流行这句话了啦。
Actually, nowadays this saying is not very popular.
那如果叫传道去证婚或是祝福，哎呀，不要祝福这个。但是如果你叫我，我也是这样子。前上两个礼拜嘛，上。
When
刚刚哥不是那个什么结婚吗？我也是啊，祝福你们什么生养众多，遍满全地。
And nowadays they tell the pastor not to give such kind of encouragement, but actually 2 weeks ago in a wedding, I was helping out with a wedding, and when I give blessing, that still said the same thing.
神的旨意不会改变。
Because the will of God does not change. I still tell them to be fruitful and prosper.
时代不同，神的旨意一样。
even though generation changes, but the will of God does not. And so every one of us is to be fruitful and prosper and to fill the earth. But don't be mistaken. If you have 10 children, and you think that you actually have accomplished this goal of being fruitful and prosperous,
10
children,
5
of them became president,
5
or that 5 became the most famous Hollywood celebrities. But they don't have faith.
不但没有信仰, 好莱坞前一阵子他们很流行那个 New Age, 哦,
and not only do they not have faith, but recently, not too long ago, you see Hollywood have the New Age movement.
我是不认识的, 也没有看过那个, 这种, 那个 Shirley MacLaine, 因为我读过他的书啊, Shirley MacLaine? 不知道。
Shirley MacLaine?
Okay. 不晓得活不活，我是没有看过什么，我是因为在教神学生那个思想嘛，那就看他的书啊。
I was teaching the TTP students. I just came across one of her books.
他，如果你，我们都很乖的，都不看。
We're all very good because we don't go read such.
好了，你生十个世界有够有名的嘛，对不对？
And so let's say your children becomes the most famous.
如果你是总统的爸爸，怎么样？
If you were the father of a president, how do you feel?
我可能比错了，在我还是40年代以前的头脑，现在换了。
I'm more of an old kind of thinking.
德国人一样，德国对总统不会尊敬的。Actually,
nowadays, no one really respected the president much.
啊，贝多芬呢？你是贝多芬的爸爸？不行啊，贝多芬被他爸爸好像欺负的要命。If
you say Beethoven's father, but Beethoven's father was so angry at his son. So that analogy doesn't work.
好了，你的儿子是莎士比亚。是什么？莎士比亚 Shakespeare.
Oh, let's say if your son is Shakespeare.
还有一点尊敬吧。Maybe
you gain some respect.
你走路也是很风光嘛，对。
You walk with your head held high, chest puffed up.
我刚刚那个总统应该去非洲，因为常去非洲，讲非洲，讲总统，他就哦，这里真的，非洲你去他们那个。 总统的歌和总统讲话一直在放啊，像我小时候都是要召会，都要，尤其当兵的时候都要喊喊喊。And
for example, I go to Africa. The president, when they talk, they get all excited and very proud.
我小时候喊万岁，那个也被喊死了嘛。啊不，我们不讲这个。我的意思是说，我现在已经找不到说有一个人让你感觉很尊敬的。What
I'm trying to say is not one individual in this world you find that you really a respect.
好了，你很尊敬的一个人。So
let's say in your mind someone that you really respect.
你是他的爸爸。And
you are his or her father.
但他没有信仰啊。But
they do not have the faith.
不但没有信仰，还反信仰。Not
only do they not have the faith, but they go against the faith.
你以为你信仰众多吗？
Do you think that you are fulfilling your duty as being fruitful and prosperous? Then actually in that sense, you do not even have one single child. It is,
we bear children
for the sake of the kingdom of God so that you can contribute. They can contribute to the God's kingdom. You think that you'll be proud and glorious if you have a child which got the Nobel Prize? But that he does not or she does not have the faith. They do not even go against the faith. Sometimes they even persecute the church. Actually, you are, if you look at it that way, you are actually creating soldiers, army for our enemy, Satan. They fight for the wrong side. And you are their father.
有小孩吗? 没有。
Do you have children then in that sense?
马基说是要生出敬虔的后代，所以小孩很重要。小孩如果你没有信仰的话，不生还好。
And so it's very important if you decide to have children, if you do have children, you must bear them up in the faith of the Lord, otherwise you have none.
主耶稣不是讲吗？这个犹大他不生在世上倒好。
And that's why Jesus said, and in terms of Judas, who betrayed him, he said, it is better for Judas to not be even born in this world. When Judas' mother bare Judas, well, that moment, wasn't she a proud mother and say, his name shall be called Judas? But then in the end, Jesus said, this is better for this man not to be even born in the world. Oh, gone away from topic. We're talking about the kingdom of God. And so to be fruitful and prosperous, man. To fill the earth. Spiritual man. Man belonging to God. To the earth that is belonging to God. But then at the time, man was cast out of this Garden of Eden. So that was the time of Adam.
And
if you look into Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, Abraham.
神把亚伯兰召出来,
God called out Abraham.
召完他就要离开你的什么本地本族父家,
that he was to depart from his own fatherland, the city of Ur.
那神要让他做什么?
And what does God want Abraham to do?
一个字就好,
one word.
要他成为什么?
To become what?
一个事情而已, 什么事情?
Only one thing he is to do.
大国,
father of a great nation.
让他成为大国了,你第二节念一下,
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, I will make you a great nation.
神要让他成为大国,
make you a great nation.
这个大国继续嘛,
and this great nation continues.
所以现在是一个人,
and so one man,
要成为一个,
becomes one nation,
一个大国,
one great nation.
但如果要继续讲下去, 跟我们启示有关系, 就是这个大国人,
if we continue this in relation to Revelation, 一样, this great nation,
人要怎么样, 像天星, 海沙,
that man has become like numbers of the stars and sky and sands of the beach.
地呢?
What about in terms of the earth?
神应许他的应许地,
God promised him a land.
好像是,然后呢,地呢,我们看那个创世纪第15章,
Genesis chapter
15, 15章, 这个应许地很重要的哦,
this promised land is very important.
15章, 这是神自动跟他立约要给他的应许地,
this was a covenant initiated by God with man.
18节,
verse 18, on the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. To your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
Okay. 埃及河一直到哪里?
From the great river of Egypt to that of Euphrates.
一直到波拉大河。 伯拉大河就是现在伊拉克的那个幼发拉底河嘛,
and that is in Iraq right now.
记住哦, 应许地是在哪里?
And so remember this, where is the promised land?
应许地是从埃及河到伯拉大河, 就是, 也就是说从现在的加萨走廊下面一点, 一直到现在的伊拉克的一半,
加萨走廊, Gaza
Street.
Oh, so right now, in terms of present day, this river Egypt is from all the way from Gaza to that of Iraq.
So, 不要误会哈, 如果迦南地是不是等于应许地?
And so, if the land of Canaan, is it a promised land?
不是, 如果你答是的话, 那你就不对了, 你就观念错误。
If you answer yes, then it's wrong.
迦南地是哪里？
Where is the land of Canaan?
迦南就是巴勒斯坦迦南地嘛，对不对？
Canaan only encompassed Palestine.
不要忘记哦，迦南地不等于应许地。
So land of Palestine is not equal to the promised land.
迦南地只是应许地的一小部分。
Canaan, the land of Canaan was only a small portion of this great land of promise.
我今天讲的不是新的哦，
这是很久以前。I'm not making this up.
只是我们常常误会而已。
Sometimes we just simply misunderstand.
这个是应许地，应许给亚伯拉罕的应许地，对不对？
This is the promised land God given to Abraham.
我忽然想到，有一次。好久以前呢，去非洲，我有一次在布道。
Long time ago, I went to Africa and went to evangelize.
我一讲有时候忘记哦，讲了是快两个小时。
And sometimes I keep on talking and straight for 2 hours.
讲完之后
，After I finish,
下面有一个他们外教会的牧师。
The right there sitting in the audience was a pastor from another church.
他听完之后
，After he heard what I said,
他说：“哎，奇怪，你是不是自己带自己的圣经啊？偷印圣经啊？”
He said, "Did you? I find it strange. Did you bring your own version of your own Bible?"
Hey, 你竟然讲我都没听过哎。
How come you say this? I've never heard before.
什么洗礼啊？
about baptism and all these stuff.
我从那一次起在非洲布道，我不会带圣经。
And then
我不带圣经。
And from that moment on, when I evangelized in Africa, I did not bring the Bible.
我要叫他们，我说念你的圣经。
Because I will point to them and tell them to read their Bible.
为什么？
Why?
因为我讲了半天，他说我没听过，怎么？
Because
是不是你？因为他们说，如果是 cult， 就是那个异端，都是自己偷印圣经的啊。因为他都没读过啊。我现在就你自己读你的哈。哦，
Because they accuse us as being a cult. So now my method is when I preach and evangelize, I tell them to read their Bible because otherwise they would think that what I'm telling them was all made up in my own version.
啊，其实一样的圣经啊。
Actually, it is the same Bible.
我已经讲了两个小时，他才讲这样子。
I spent 2 hours, and then this is his response to me.
如果他一开始讲，我就说好。你念你的嘛啊一样啊。
If he had told me in the beginning, then I would be fine. Let's read it from your Bible.
好，应许地记住是从埃及河到幼发拉底河。
And so remember, promised land is from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates.
这就是神的大国的边界啦，疆界。
This is the boundary for the great nation of God.
那个约书亚有没有完成亚伯拉罕大国的疆界？有没有
？In the book of Joshua, did Joshua accomplish the purpose of this promised land, achieving this promised land? He did not.
约书亚只是带领他们进迦南地。
Joshua only led the people into the land of Canaan.
只是进到应许地的。
He only led the people into a small portion of this great promised land.
这个因为大家都很熟了，因为在德国，我也叫他们做一个比例图，就是应许地跟迦南地的比例。
This in Germany, I teach the believers there. They do a comparison of the land of promise, the promised land, and versus that of the land of Canaan.
但是用不同的角度来看，从百就是比例差不多1:100到。1:27都有
and,
看你怎么画嘛
depending how you draw the pictures it may be from a scale 1 to 20 or 1 to 100
所以这个大国很重要亚伯拉罕的大国
and so this great nation of Abraham is very important
为什么
why
因为这个大国在旧约是落实在完成在旧约
Because if this great nation was accomplished in the Old Testament,
这个大国也完成在新约
and this great nation also accomplished in the New Testament,
加拉太书保罗不是说我们受洗归入基督就是亚伯拉罕后裔了
Then Paul says that when we baptized in the Lord, we also became the descendants of Abraham.
因为我刚刚看到有好像有点不太相信了，我们来看圣经。
So when I read this, it's kind of hard to believe. Let's take a look. Because
好像有人认为说那个就是应许地跟迦南地是一致的。
Because some of us may think the promised land and the land of Canaan is the same.
但是我们这里看到应许地是从埃及河到伯拉大。
But as we have just read, promised land from the river Egypt to the river Euphrates.
好，我们来看那个出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus. Here they have approached Mount Sinai. Still quite a distant away from the land of Canaan. This was only the third month after they have exodus out of Egypt.
神就讲了, 在颁布律法的时候就31节来,
and so verse 31, the Lord Almighty spoke.
这就神讲他的
This is where Jesus, God says the boundary He set for His people. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land.
31,
and I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the Sea Philista and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand and you shall drive them out before you. This great river is the river Euphrates.
好，经过了40年,
After 40 years,
摩西说，在讲告别的话的时候，《申命记》重述神的律法。
And so, in the when before Moses depart in the book of Deuteronomy,
申命记,
book of Deuteronomy,
1章7节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
这也是在讲你们要去从哪里走走走走，境界，疆界到哪里。
And he said, turn and take your journey and go out to the mountains of the Amorites, to the neighboring places on the plain, on the mountains and in the lowlands, in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites and to the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates.
要一直到幼发那底河，到伯哈。
As far as the great river, River Euphrates.
你可以算算看，神都一直在重复啊，重复一件事情，疆界在哪里？
And so God continued to remind them where is their boundary.
那在11章，
Chapter 11，
24节，
24，
好，前面，
11，
11章24节，
11 verse 24. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your territory.
你看，还没进去，神讲了几次了？
How many times have God mentioned this before they even set their foot?
他讲的都是每一次。 都是到那个什么，又让他拉底河的。
Every time he mentions it, it is referring to River Euphrates.
好，摩西死了。
And so Moses passed away.
那个耶稣亚上来了,
and then Joshua took place. 耶稣亚记咯, and then come to the book of Joshua.
神又跟耶稣亚, 因为现在真的要进去了,
and so this time for real, they're about to enter into the land of Canaan.
那第四节,
verse 4.
又再讲一次,
第一章第四节, chapter 1, verse 4, the book of Joshua. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory.
如果不重要的话, 神一直重问, 那这个神也实在太唠叨了。
If it is not important, then why would this God continue to remind them of this place? Otherwise, you'd be such a hassle.
从亚伯拉罕一直到约书亚, 只有边界只有一种。
So from the time of Abraham until the time of the people of Joshua, that there is only one kind of boundary.
也就是说应许地，下次如果你讲到应许地是什么，从埃及河到幼发那底。
And so that, keep in mind, that is the promised land all the way from river Egypt to the river Euphrates.
这是圣经的嘛，你看重复这么多次。 我看你念你的圣经吗？我没有，我刚刚都没有念了，都是他念的。你不能说，哎，这个传道自己带圣经来。
So you can't say I created out of my own Bible, my own version.
应该不会了，又不是在非洲，又不是那些那些主教他们。
Of course, it's not in Africa or other church ministers.
但是后来他们耶稣要进去的只是迦南地。
So when the people with Joshua entered the land, they entered the land of Canaan.
好，耶稣来了。
And so Jesus came upon the world.
很有趣的哈。
It's very interesting.
我们看也很奇妙的啦，神的作为。
Also very miraculous of the wonderful work of God.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第三十一节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 31.
耶稣要生下来。
Jesus was born.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
好，请念。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
为什么要大卫呢？
Why his father David?
为什么？
Why?
因为大卫就是完成神应许地的国王。
Because David was the king that had fully come to accomplish achieving the promised land.
大卫是就是把神应许地的国土扩张到幼发拉底河那边。
David was the king that had extended the boundary of the people to River Euphrates.
打仗的经过你可以看那个撒母记下第八章。
You can see this in 2 Samuel chapter 8.
但是结果呢是他儿子来做王位嘛。
And the end of it was his son took his place.
我们看那个列王记上。
Let's turn to actually 1 Kings.
第四章第二十节。
First Kings chapter 4 verse 20.
你刚刚你听说不可能啊，在旧约哪里会应验呢？应验了，神绝对不会开空头支票的。
So it's impossible. When was this even revealed or achieved? It was achieved in the Old Testament.
神的应许一定会应验的，保证。
The promise of God will come to pass.
二十节前面。
Verse 20, Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea.
你看人多得像海沙一样啊，对不对？
They were as numerous as the sand by the sea.
好，土地呢？二十一节。
And the territory, verse 21. So Solomon reigned over all kingdom from the river to the land of the Philistines as far as the border of Egypt.
你看他管到了大河了，就是幼发拉底河了。
That the river mentioned here is River Euphrates.
Okay, 那24节又提到就是了。
Verse 24 also mentions.
所以有没有应验？有了。
So did it come to pass that they have achieved the promised land? Yes.
所以这是应许地的大国。
And so this is the promised land of the great nation.
那幼发拉底河其实这个本来这条河在那个什么亚当被创造的时候所在的伊甸园里面就有四条河之一了。
We all know that River Euphrates is one of the four great rivers in the time of creation when the Garden Eden dwells.
幼发拉底河以属灵的方这个属灵的这个角度来看就是神国的界限。
And so this River Euphrates, from a spiritual viewpoint, it can say it is the boundary of the spiritual kingdom of God.
是伊甸园里面的一条。
It is one of the great rivers in the Garden of
Eden. 在旧约实在的，也是大卫王朝，然后到所罗门真正的统治的地方，那就是他的界了哈。
And this was also the boundary in which the great king David and his son Solomon have achieved.For this great nation of Israel, to the river Euphrates.
在启示录你也会可以看到。
And that is why in the book of Revelation, you will also see again this river mentioned.
好，耶稣来了。
And so Jesus came to this world.
耶稣开始传道，就说怎么样
？Jesus came and began to preach.
天国近了。
And what did he say? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent.
好，我们看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
启示录第十一章。
Revelation chapter 10,
第十五节
verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
这个我们也末后号筒吹响的时候。
In the end, when this last trumpet is sound,
怎么样？我们就会被提上升天嘛，哈。
And then we will be transformed. We will be lifted up into heaven.
那第七那个。 第七号吹的时候就是最后世界的一个号了。
And so the seventh trumpet, when it is sounded, it is the last trumpet.
那最后这个号有什么宣告呢？
And what is the calling of this trumpet? Verse 15, seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
所以最后是神的国成全。
Here it says the kingdom of God has come.
也就是借着耶稣的宝血所成全的这个国度。
And it is a kingdom which was purchased through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
那就是我们了。
And that refers to us.
哦，时间过这么快。
Wow, time has passed.
要不要休息一下你们
？Do you guys need a break？
哎，不小心，现在快五点了。
It's almost 5 o'clock。
那六点吃饭，我看休息一下。
And 6 o'clock we eat, so let's take a break。
我看休息一下，休息十分钟再来。
Let's take a break for 10 minutes and come back。
我等一下讲别的，不然同心莫道。
Let's bow and pray。
阿门。
Amen。